To share our new plan with you, we will begin with the chairman of our board of directors, a canola grower from Saskatchewan, followed by remarks from three directors representing each of the other parts of the canola value chain. After that, we'll open the floor to questions. So to begin, the chairman of our board of directors, Terry Yuswa. Terry.
Thank you, Patty, and thanks to all of you for coming today. I'm proud to be part of an industry which has been such a success in Canada. Today is a particularly great day for the canola industry as we launch our new 10-year plan. Let me begin by saying that canola today is an important economic engine in our country. On average, canola now generates $19.3 billion annually in economic activity in Canada and nearly a quarter of a million jobs. We've done this through a full value chain approach where we set clear targets and execute deliberate plans to achieve them. By doing this, we encourage the investment needed to grow our industry. We don't intend to change our basic approach. We are proud of our history. Today is a landmark day for the canola industry. As a board of directors, we have been working hard to establish new targets for the future. Why now? When we are still a year away from the end of our last plan, Growing Great 2015? For two reasons. First, it's because the industry has exceeded the targets set in Growing Great 2015 well ahead of schedule. Canola farmers have exceeded the target of producing 15 million tons by a significant margin. And if you consider the last 3 years, we have achieved an average of 15 million tons of production a year. Setting targets works. Just look at our track record. We set targets for 2007, and the investments in infrastructure happened. We set targets for 2015, and again, the investments in infrastructure happened. In fact, there's been a huge investment in processing here in Canada. This has added value at home. The past crop year, grain companies have exported more than 8 million tons of canola seed and processed another 7.5 million tons, much of that exported in the form of oil and meal. We have also achieved our 2015 targets for oil content and have made significant progress in the development of new specialty oils. All of this because we set targets. We stated loud and clear where our industry was going and what we needed to get there. Our Growing Great 2015 strategy has been very successful. Now it's time to set new goals and move to the next chapter. But that's only part of the reason we have to set new targets. It's also, in fact, mainly about the growing world demand for healthy oil and high-quality protein to meet global food needs. Independent analysis commissioned by the Canola Council of Canada tells us that global oil demand will grow from 150 million tons in 2015 to 250 million tons by 2025. And as populations earn more and learn more about healthy eating, the demand for healthy oil in their food will continue to increase. There is also a growing demand for protein, and research has shown the contribution canola meal can make. The world is telling Canada's canola industry to keep it coming. So as an industry, we needed to take a look at how much capacity we could have to meet global demand. We know that if we don't rise to that occasion in a responsible, sustainable manner, our competitors will. The world is demanding more healthy canola oil, and we can either step up and be part of it or step back. We believe we can rise to the occasion, but we're going to have to up our game. That's exactly why we're sending a clear signal, a clarion call, on what our intentions are as an industry, so that all the players understand that we need to meet global demand. Therefore, on behalf of the Canola Council of Canada, I am announcing today that our new target is to increase demand in markets that recognize the value of canola oil, meal, and seed, and increase sustainable production to meet demand through yield improvement to achieve 26 million tons by 2025. That's a bold target, no doubt about it. But we believe that it can be done, and it can be done responsibly and sustainably. To achieve our new target, we are focused on three strategic priorities. The first, to sustainably and profitably increase canola production in Canada to meet global demand for 26 million tons of Canadian canola by increasing yield to an average of 52 bushels per acre, and to improve quality characteristics of seed, oil, and meal to meet new and existing customer requirements. As a canola grower myself, I'm convinced we can achieve 52 bushels per acre, and that's the key. It's a yield target. We're not significantly talking about increased acres. We have new science that will improve our agronomy skills, Science is giving us a better understanding of the dynamics of genetics, combined with soil zones, disease, and insect pressure and weather. This requires a major shift in our approach to increase sustainable yields on close to the same amount of acres. Our approach is based on an intensive investment in agronomic research, technology, collaboration, and communication. We believe that applying the newest science around agronomics, we can achieve yield gains by maximizing plant establishment, meeting the full nutritional requirements of the crop, improved integrated pest management, and improved harvest management. Canola growers have proven that we are innovators. We intend to harness the full capacity of industry agronomists, advisors, and scientists to target growers with the right research results at the right time. Through this approach, we will respond to each producer's unique circumstances in order to maximize production from every single planted seed of canola. That's what we mean by upping our game. I'll now turn to Neil Arbuckle, who's with Monsanto, a life science company. He serves on our board of directors, to briefly talk about yield potential.
Thanks, Terry. So life science companies have invested heavily in scientific research in order to improve canola genetics and maximize yields. As international companies, we make global decisions about where to invest and what to invest in. And Canadian canola continues to provide significant opportunities for the customers that we serve, evidenced by the more than $100 million annually spent on germplasm and biotechnology development. We're working on hybrids that are more resilient to weather patterns, more resistant to diseases and pests, and that have quality characteristics that are highly sought after in the world markets. It's important to remember that canola is still a relatively young crop, and there is still significant potential there. Under the right conditions and the right production practices, we're seeing many growers consistently getting 50-plus bushels an acre now. With continued annual improvements in genetics and the agronomic advances that Terry has talked about, we believe 52 bushels per acre can be achieved in the next decade. Canadian canola growers, keep it coming.
Thanks, Neil. As I said, we have three strategic priorities. Our next one will speak to demand, so I'll ask Neil Sabourin to come up from Cargill representing the exporters.
Our second strategic priority is to meet global demand by differentiating and demonstrating the quality characteristics of canola products to meet new and existing customer requirements at a competitive price. So what does that mean? The world continues to look for answers around critical health issues such as cardiovascular disease and diabetes. Canola oil has the science to prove its benefits on these health issues, and we are learning more about it every day. We are part of the solution. The demand for specialty oils is continuing to grow as customers look for properties in their oil, different properties in their oil. There are major opportunities here and in other markets. The need for protein will grow, as will the need to address global health. The Food and Agriculture Organization predicts, and I quote, "A massive increase in animal protein demand is needed to satisfy the growth in human population." So, Canada's canola industry needs to be actively exploring markets where we can optimize the use of protein on the planet. We also need to be exploring opportunities in biofuels and for components in canola such as industrial uses, nutraceuticals, and new product requirements for the future. The markets we engage in will be those that recognize canola oil's superior properties and canola meal's protein advantages. This is not a wholesale change in our marketing efforts as a canola council, but it is a more targeted approach based on a solid analysis about exactly what we need to do in various markets to increase demand. The bulk of our efforts will continue to be establishing major markets, but we will be paying closer attention than in the past to new market opportunities. Canadian canola, keep it coming.
Thanks, Neil. Our third strategic position relates to trade, and I'll ask Pat Van Osch, representing the processing sector from Richardson's, to speak to this.
Thank you, Terry. So our third strategic priority is to create an open trade environment that consistently allows the industry to attain the maximum value for canola and its products, free of tariff and non-tariff trade barriers. The trend that we are seeing in the global trade environment suggests that we have more opportunities than ever to move in the direction of freer trade. Generally speaking, tariffs are being reduced. There's a growing consensus about the need for predictability in global trade. The world is also adjusting requirements around food and feed safety. High quality, safe food is in demand. And here, Canada can strive, can be a leader. Canada and Canadian canola seed, oil, and meal can excel. We believe fundamentally that our products can compete globally on a level playing field. And so a level playing field is our goal. We have always been heavily involved in market access. But as our industry has grown, we have come to see the need to challenge ourselves to be a leader in creating a positive trade environment, free of tariff and non-tariff barriers and trade disruption. The canola industry also partners with government to invest heavily in scientific research and innovation, and this will continue. Science around the health benefits of canola oil, the energy profile of canola meal, drives growth in global markets that are depending heavily on healthy solutions. Science-based solutions drive market access efforts and science-based regulation. And science drives growth and prosperity for canola growers. Canadian canola, keep it coming.
Thanks, Pat. At this point, we'll turn it over to the President of the Canadian Canola Council of Canada, Patty Miller, to wrap up this portion of the agenda and moderate the questions.
Thanks, Terry. It is a distinct honor to lead the organization at an exciting point in history like this. The role of the Canola Council is to carry out the direction set by the Board of Directors, and the Board has given us very clear direction. The task at hand is formidable. Our goals and targets are bold, and success is far from assured, but the canola industry will move forward thoughtfully and responsibly. Canadian canola, keep it coming. I'd like to now invite questions from the floor. Rod, hi.
Hi, Rod. I was wondering about the extra 2 million acres that you're looking for, which crops you see those coming from at a time when wheat might also be getting some more investment. Corn and soybeans, obviously, are getting more attention as well.
I'm just going to repeat the question, if I can paraphrase it a bit for the folks who are on the line. Rod's asking about where we see the extra 2 million acres coming from, which crops we see shifting out of those acres when we've got investment in wheat and we've got corn and soybeans coming on stream. Terry, Neil, do you want to?
I'm really not going to speculate on that question. Growers will respond to the economic signals that the marketplace gives them and take their signal from that and try to grow crops that they can produce an adequate return at. So canola has to be competitive with them, and growers will respond to the marketplace.
Yeah, that's a good question, and we did consider that, because in our deliberations, we're mindful of the fact that corn and soybean acres appear to be gaining some traction, and companies have made investments to deliver hybrids and varieties that'll fit in the Western Canadian marketplace. And so really the story is around canola is how can we increase the yield out of the base acres that we have today. So we had 22 million acres last year. This past year we had about 20. We're expecting that 20.5 million acres again for 2014. So I think the message there is, what can we do collectively to increase yield? And if there is a marginal bump in acres of 10%, I think that's just going to be noise in the marketplace. And growers will react, as Terry has indicated, based on what's the most economical crop to grow.
Any other questions? Cheryl.
Oh, yeah. Cheryl Mayer with Canadian Canola Growers Association. I wonder if you could comment on any thought that's gone into and how you would move this big of a crop to market, and what kind of infrastructure might be needed, or changes in infrastructure that might be needed. Just as we all know, we've had a big crop this year, and there have been some challenges with infrastructure. Specifically, I'm thinking about rail, but infrastructure in general.
Great. Thank you, Cheryl. It's a great question. Pat, would you like to respond to that?
I think certainly we don't want to minimize the challenges I think that the entire value chain is experiencing with the crop this year. And it's been a significant growth in production year over year, and, and the system's trying to adjust to that. I would call that a micro issue in that it's a here and now issue. And what we're proposing here is more a macro strategy. And when you look at a macro strategy, we have 10, 11 years towards reaching the goal. And it's our belief that overall the system will adjust and prepare for it. Just as, you know, Terry mentioned a bit earlier, when we came out with a target of 7 million tons by 2007, and the industry adjusts, right? And there's investment made, and people, you know, organizations, companies, producers, railways, everybody is looking at this from a big picture and saying, well, where is it going? And they'll adjust their investments accordingly. And we'll see adjustments in, I think you'll see further adjustments in the investment of processing capacity. There is and will continue to be further investment in the grain handling systems. And I believe the transportation system is going to look at it and say, okay, is this realistic? I mean, that's the first assessment, is it realistic? And we believe it is, and I think the general industry will believe it is. And then they'll start preparing for it, and that's what business does. I personally, I think the full council board has a strong confidence that the system will be there to consume the production.
There really is a lost opportunity here, and as we look ahead, we don't want to have increased long lost opportunities into the future. So this is about responding to market demand. We have the opportunity to participate in an economic return in an increasing market demand-driven state, and we're taking steps to address that. So we have to start working on solving these capacity constraint problems that we have and challenges, and it's really an opportunity for growth into the future. So there is an opportunity in this.
Any other questions? Hi.
Peter Enns from Richardson. Terry, you mentioned sustainability a few times in your... Peter Enns from Richardson's. Terry mentioned sustainability a few times in his presentation, and I think that was a topic that was discussed with the last goal, and just wondering if you could expand a bit on that, any of the board members or Terry or Patty, just in terms of what that means and how that strategy supports sustaining the industry.
So as a grower, to me, sustainability refers to stewardship. So we are, as growers, very much interested in maintaining our resource, the land, and leaving it in a better state for the next generation than we found it. So we are not interested in placing that land at risk for future generations. So we will do what we can to manage that resource responsibly and prepare it for the future.
I think, too, Peter, it's a good thing to note that the canola industry so far has been a real leader in sustainability. We are one of the first crops in the country to actually be certified in some major sustainability schemes in the European market and the United States. But sustainability isn't something that the canola industry will do alone. It's something that we definitely have to do in partnership with the other commodity organizations, with organizations like the Canada Grains Council that pull us all together, because a farmer's not just going to look at canola and say, I want to be canola sustainable. They're going to look at their whole farm, and that's the approach we really want to encourage. And we're also continuing to invest in research and development in that area. Thanks. Any other questions? Well, if not, I want to thank everybody once again for coming. We really appreciate you being here. This is a very, very exciting day for the